The support you received now from the Bucknell community, what has that meant to you every step of the way?
So for me, like, it was first when I got to Bucknell, it was a lot of emotional support, and a lot of people didn't completely know that because that, you know, so I'd experienced the passing of my grandmother. I'd lived with my grandparents throughout my entire childhood, and my grandmother had passed away the day I moved into Bucknell. So that was certainly a hard thing to go through, but going to Bucknell and, you know, when I visited prior in my senior year of high school, it felt like home. And then going there as a freshman, the people felt like family. And the people were just amazing, the staff, the students, the local community, everybody. So it was just, it felt great. So from an emotional stance, like that really helped healing a lot from that pain. Mm-hmm. And then from an athletic stance, like I have, you know, great coaches that have worked with me to make sure that I am able to kind of pursue these, you know, opportunities as they come. And certainly, you know, not being an able-bodied athlete, it does change a little bit how I work. You know, on the track, Coach Alexander doesn't really have to alter my stuff all that much, but especially Coach RC has to, you know, reinvent how I'm spending my time in the weight room, because a lot of the stuff that the able-bodied athletes are doing, like, that's just not, you know, completely possible for me. So between all the coaching and the communities of, you know, both areas, and especially now at Bucknell, like I've just, you know, I've begun thriving a lot, and I see myself, you know, growing past where I even am right now. I mean, I'm still pretty young in the scheme of, you know, Paralympics. So I hope that, you know, in the next coming years that this isn't just the beginning, but, you know, there's, you know, a lot higher heights to hit.
Off that answer, I've got two questions. One is, how long did it take for you after you crossed the finish line in Minneapolis to think of your grandmother?
So for me, I've begun not just finishing, but during beginning the race. You know, I think of the promises I've made to not just my grandmother, but also everyone else, you know, around in my community. And so I begin my race thinking about, you know, those people who they gave me, you know, unthinkable amounts of support, and how thankful I am for that, and how this race and every other race that I got to compete in, like, it's an example for them. It's, you know, it's showcased not just for myself and my own abilities, but a showcase of what their effort and their, you know, their help has created. After I finished, it really felt like, you know, the sun opened up, and, you know, my mom had, you know, helped me get through all of that. And I felt like the promises that I was making were slowly coming into being completed. And I needed to, you know, certainly trials wasn't the end. And I certainly have now, especially since I've gotten closer into the, you know, United States paratrack and field scene, like, I know there's higher heights I got to go to now. You know, there's still goals ahead for my future career of, you know, in paratrack and field. You know, I want to be making national teams soon. I want to be trying to break records for T45, you know, obviously medal, and, you know, obviously continuously do well at an international level. So it's a growing process of, you know, how can I keep representing, and how can I keep honoring the support that everyone has given me, especially my grandmother.